This quick overview and review of the new Kenwood TMV-71A radio is brought to you by the Courage Handy Ham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. You can contact Handy Hams at handyham.org, handiham.org, our website, and look for the contact information. You can call us toll-free at 1-866-HANDYHAM. That's 1-866-426-3442. Again, 866-426-3442. And you can send us an email at hamradio, all one word, H-A-M-R-A-D-I-O, at courage.org. Now, here's Handy Ham member Linda Reeder, N7HVF, telling us about her new Kenwood TMV-71A. Dual band 2 meter 70 centimeter radio.
Hi, this is Linda Reeder from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm here today to talk to you about the new Kenwood TMV-71A. It is a great radio. It is the first radio in all the years that I have been in amateur radio that is blind user friendly. It does everything, and we're going to demonstrate what the talking chip does. First of all, I want to tell you about the dial on the radio. It serves many functions. Most radios, their dial, when you turn it, it tells you what frequency you're on. Well, if you are in the tone mode, it will tell you what tones, and you can just turn it around until it announces the one you want. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But I thought I would like to start off by telling you each of the keys, and we'll let them talk as I tell you what they are. Okay, at the very top left of the radio, you have
VFO.
Okay, this is the VFO mode. And you'll be using that a lot when you want to enter in a frequency. Then just below that you have
MR.
Okay, MR. Then it's the dial that you turn around and around, and like when you're in memory, it tells you what station you're on and when you turn it. But, well, you have to hit this button to make it tell you. But anyway.
A, channel 6.
Yeah.
6.7. 0, 0, low,
okay.
Power.
Okay. Now, just down by the first button to the right of the dial is the
call.
That's the call button. The next button over to the right is
function.
The next one over is
tone. Frequency 1, 2, 3.0.
Okay, that was the tone. That's the tone that the radio, the channel that I'm on, the frequency for the is on. And so they see it announces the PL. Now, there has never, ever have been a radio that would do that. Okay, the next one is reverse. I don't know why it doesn't say it, but it's the reverse button. And the next one is the power output. Okay.
TX power high. TX power medium. TX power low.
Okay. Your next two buttons are for the weather channel.
WX.
See, that's the weather. And then you can turn the dial and it gives you other weather stations. There's more than one weather station. There's two of these. I'll turn it off.
WMR.
There's two of these because one does the 2 meter side and the other one does the 70 centimeter side. Okay, that takes care of your buttons. The next one is the outside button turns up your volume up and down, and when you move inside towards the radio, that is your squelch button. And you have one for 2 meters and one for the 70 centimeter side. And see, if I want to know what frequency I'm on, I just press
A, channel 6, 146.700, low power.
Okay, and then this will tell you on the 70 centimeter side, two of
B channel 7344.725, high power.
Okay, so that is what all your function keys do. Now we're going to talk about how you enter in a frequency. To enter in a frequency, you get into your
VFO.
Okay, then you hit enter. Oh, we forgot to tell you where the enter button is. The enter button is on the microphone. And I forgot to tell you, too, that when you first get this radio and take it out of the box, you have to go in your menus to set up the button on the right, at the bottom right, to say
enter.
But you have to go in and set it up so it will do that, so you can enter in a frequency. Okay, now, to enter in a frequency, I could just do this as an example. I'll just enter in, let's see, what should I enter in? 146, we'll do
1, 4, 6, 1, 2, 0.
Okay, now, if your, if it requires a tone, the next thing you have to do is hit the function key.
Function.
And then you hit tone. I don't think the tone's on. Let's see. Okay. Okay, function tone. Now, when you... I got to hit function tone again. Okay.
Function tone frequency.
Okay.
8.5.
Okay, see, that's 8.5. And... I think isn't that one 100 is what we want, so we have to...
Tone frequency 82.5. Tone frequency 74.
Do I need to go up?
Yeah, go up.
Okay.
Tone frequency 82. Tone frequency 85. Tone frequency 8. Tone frequency 9. What? Tone frequency 9. Four. Tone frequency 9. Tone frequency 103.5.
Okay. All right. We got to go back
tone
one.
Frequency 100.0.
Okay. Now, see, I don't want to. The next thing I would do, I don't want to do this because it's already in here. But I would press the tone button again, and won't it make it? Oh, it. Okay. So I'll hit tone. Okay, and then if I want it in memory, I hit the function key again and the MR button, and then you have it. So see, that's how you do that. But oh, one thing I forgot to tell you is when you enter in, what I wanted to demonstrate is when you. Okay, let's see, function,
memory in channel.
Okay. See, this announces the channels that are available. See, and you go, and when you find the channel that you want, then you hit MR. And that's the first step you do after you enter in your, after you do VFO, press enter in your frequency, then you, hit, function, then you go in and turn your dial to find the channel you want, and then you hit the MR button. And that's how you do your enter in your frequency. So see, isn't it wonderful how it'll tell you the PL tones, it'll tell you the channels, it'll tell you everything you want to know. Okay, now what I wanted to tell you about is the, if I can find it here, tone function. About when you, we already did that. Okay. When you press function, like if you press function and then the dial, it will put it into menu mode. So listen to this. It'll go, we'll hit the function here. We thought we would.
Function.
Okay.
Menu 0.
See,
zero,
there's
five.
The menu. And when you find the menu that you want, you can just punch it again.
Menu 006.
See, these are all the menus. Does it say what they are?
If you push in the dial.
One.
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 That says one. Okay, let's see.
Menu 007.
Let's see.
Off.
Uh-oh. And then.
Off. Off.
We want it on.
No, you don't. Not this one.
Oh, you sure? Anyway, that says off or on. What is that one for, Scott?
Function.
Playback.
Menu 007.
See, so you can go through, you can go through the menus, and you can turn down the voice if you think the voice is too loud.
401.
And so those are the things that you can do with this radio, and you could never do this with any other radio that I have ever seen. Now, when you do your PLs, you won't have to sit there and count the clicks and hope and pray you got it right. So anyway, we need to talk about the microphone. This is the microphone, and starting at the far left, it's just like a keypad on your telephone. You have one, let's see what we did here. It doesn't want to talk to me. I don't know what we're, just a second here. Okay. Wait, we gotta be on, let's see.
MR.
Okay. Well, it's not.
One doesn't talk. The one wants to talk at the A, B, C, D.
Enter. One.
Okay, one. You've got one, two, three.
Channel. Seven, three.
Okay, one, two, three is the first one is the, you have one, two, three, and then you have.
Call.
Your next one is 4, 5, 6, 7, and
BFO.
Then you have 7, 8, 9,
MR,
and then you have a star and 0 and pound and
enter.
So those are the microphone. So when you're setting your frequencies in, you'll want to use the microphone. That's how you'll be able to do that. But you'll have to use like the function key off your radio. So I hope this helps to tell you how to run this radio. I know that I will really enjoy this radio, and I know that you will too. And I would just like to say good luck, and I hope that you find this radio as enjoyable as I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. If you have any MP3 or text files to send us that you think would be of use to operators who are blind or have physical disabilities of some kind, please contact me, Pat Tice, WA0TDA @ARL.net, and I'll be happy to post your offerings here in the manuals directory at the Handy Ham website. Thank you for listening, and I hope to hear you on the air soon.